This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The mayor sits with me, Executive Mayor Thembi Nkadimeng for the Polokwane Municipality sits with me. Executive Mayor, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Limpopo Hottest Frequency. How are you?
We are hot. We're still hot.
I can see that. Your jacket is off. You're feeling hot.
Yeah. It's the talking. Just yeah. Okay.
That's a warm up.
Yeah. Well, you'll see in a minute as we get to it as well. This issue around talking. Okay. So a number of things, of course, that we want to go through. I've seen a report saying new electricity rates in place and with the prospect of more in the next couple of years, with load shedding always on the horizon. Now is, of course, a perfect time for us to improve listeners' knowledge. And listeners have been sending us questions as well. So we'll try and get through some of these issues as we discuss here with the Executive Mayor. Executive Mayor, so of course, many South Africans have been working from home, not going to school over the last 3 to 5 months. They're said to be in, I understand that people may be surprised of the electricity bill or when they purchase prepaid electricity, and we get to understand what is happening around that. Okay, so let's start with perhaps the message that you have as a municipality for the public. And some of the questions that people are asking is how the municipality charge consumers. Does it charge to make profit out of selling electricity, or what is the situation?
Okay, thank you very much. I think the concept has been that we've been receiving questions, mm-hmm. concerns.
Yeah.
And I said to my team, I think this may be an issue that we would want to address, not on a one-on-one basis, but go out, let people send questions, let we respond to them. But let's also take it as an opportunity to talk to our viewers and mm-hmm. let actually make them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you switch on, where does this power come from and how does it arrive
mm-hmm.
at your household?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what it's about. We do not sell to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are regulated. It's a government institution, which is a municipality, which is regulated by government through the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, which then set tariffs and put it in writing that as a municipality X, you can sell between this and that and nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not possible. So you don't sit as a municipal manager or a mayor or even council and just decide willy-nilly.
Mm.
So, for example, today I brought you a letter. Here is it to the municipal manager from NERSA. So the tariffs that I'm charging you are articulated.
Maybe I should read that.
No, you should.
Let's see what the letter. So the executive mayor.
So you see the 66.22% is set.
Okay, so this says electricity tariffs for the period 1st July 2020 to 30 June 2021.
Yes.
The energy regulator held at its meeting on 14 May 2020 approved the guideline increase of 6.22% for municipalities. Okay, so that's an increase of 6.2%.
Now, remember, this is written directly to Polokwane.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't end there. You see, this is a letter of 4 pages.
Mm.
But when it finished the introduction that you have read, it then starts domestic tariff.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, you domestic, it's me and you, mm-hmm. a household.
Yes.
The first 50 kilowatts, you will charge 1 rand 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Simply put.
Yes.
The second 51 to 350 kilowatts, you will charge 1 rand 34. The third, you will charge 1 rand 98. And this is your maximum. And your basic month charge for infrastructure is 105 rands.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will not go to others, but then you will have, for example, industrial tariffs, depending on how big your phase is, 100, or more bulk supply, demand charges, etc., and economies of bigger industries. So today, I'm specifically just talking about this bracket, which talks about domestic. So me and you staying in a household with my mom and my dad and buying electricity and utilizing it. So this is where it comes from.
It answers a question that one of our producers has said I must ask you, and many people have.
Yeah.
That someone says, so you buy, she gave an example of 400 rands electricity. She got 170 something.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand the gap there. And when she makes a second purchase
of the same amount,
it's even lesser. Okay.
You.
So how do you explain
now,
that?
Let's look at it this way. Each and every meter
mm-hmm.
is allocated to an account number.
Mm-hmm.
So it's allocated to Nkadimeng.
Mm-hmm.
So that meter, it's programmed in blocks. Block one, block two, block three, block four. Block one is 0 to 50 kilowatts.
Mm.
So supposedly, you buy in your first month, or for the first time in the month, electricity of 500 rands.
Mm-hmm.
The first 50 kilowatts are cheaper. They are 100. They are 1 rand 2 cents.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Immediately you jump, which means use your electricity less, you will pay less. Immediately you buy from 51 to 350 kilowatts, you are now being charged 1 rand 34 cents, which means it's an upping of around 22 cents from the previous. That is why the 400 rand is never equal in terms of tokens.
Okay.
If he buys for the third time, still of the 700, of the 400 rand, he's going to even receive lesser tokens because they are now charged at almost 2 rand, 198 cent.
I see.
Kilowatt.
Okay, on the first block, so we're saying between 10 and 50.
No, 0 and 50.
Oh, that's this 0. Between 0 and 50.
So which means I'm buying for the first time this month. Yes.
But if my first buy is above 0 and 50, what applies?
The system is set. If you are buying, for example, electricity for 1,000 rand a month, it will calculate the first 50 at this rate and 51 at that rate on the same token.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Hence,
okay.
It's called a block tariff. It doesn't go up and down. It escalates from your zero to the last kilowatt that you use in a month.
So, because a listener would be asking about the concept of buying more, you save. Doesn't seem to apply there.
It doesn't apply.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't apply. In fact, it just says, know the budget of your house. Try to live within that. Buy electricity and use it sparingly.
And I'm just thinking about kilowatts. Which, whether there's still a household that uses 50.
Well, we give indigents 100 kilowatts as a extra subsidy. By law, we're supposed to give 50 kilowatts. So there are households that use 50 kilowatts and still not make an additional. Why do we have our lights outside running even during the day? Why do we take a bath? Why do you run a geyser for the whole day, even when you are out at work? I'm here in your studio now. That other room is lit. The other one is lit.
The people in those rooms.
Well, of course, I didn't see them, but I'm just saying. That's the culture that we have. You go to the government properties.
Yes.
Now you go to a department, fully lit.
And there was once a campaign to switch off. Where's that campaign?
Well, Department of Public Works is running that campaign because we not necessarily need to save electricity as a household. All of us, including industry, needs to save electricity so that electricity can become affordable. So it means we are looking for something that the country no longer has. And what does it do? It keeps on rising in terms of the price.
Okay, and we'll take our listeners' questions on WhatsApp.
Of
but let me ask this. I wonder if we've covered this.
You can ask.
The block tariff, or is that what called, or it's called the inclined block tariff?
Yeah, because it goes up. It's an inclined.
So it's an inclined block tariff. So is that what you were explaining, or there's more to it?
No, it's just what I was explaining.
Okay. All right, let's see what our listeners, because I think we would have covered the genesis of what you would have wanted to essentially communicate. But there was a question that I got in the beginning from one of our listeners. Of course, this explains what is going on there. Okay, so this says, Mr. Chako, would you please ask the mayor this question? How far... Before we get to this is not about electricity. It says, how far is the issue of Mamaul? And lastly, how far with the allocation of sites at Extension 72 and 79? In a nutshell, do you want to deal with this now or later?
Well, I can respond. Yeah. But 72 and 79 were advertised, right? The selection process. Those are stands on your way to Sishiho, almost closer to the Sasol garage. Mamaule, it's not municipal land. I always say it. I know that there's a dispute. They are in court. They've not been allocated by the municipality. The municipality lost the case when it tried to put a hold on building because the land is still not even rezoned for residential purposes. So we cannot assist in Mamaule. We do not have a local stand as the municipality. It's private land and some is under a restitutional claim.
This says, please ask this question regarding Polokwane municipality. I paid around 1,500 to Polokwane municipality wanting to relax the height. I later got information as to how expensive the process will be. Now, when I wanted my refund, the municipality said they don't refund and they didn't even take that money to my rates and taxes. I want my money back. How do you respond to that?
I don't understand. What is a height?
Yeah, I'm not sure what a height refers to.
Is it a typo?
What refers, if it was a typo, even if we put an N, would be night. If we put an L, would be light. Okay, maybe let's ask our listener to... just tell us
what did he apply for?
Yeah. Okay, and this reads, I have the following questions. Why was 350 plus million electricity debt written off at Mankweng? One, where is the municipality going to get that money? Two, is electricity charged consistently across the municipality or certain areas have higher rates than the other?
Okay, let's go to them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second one will assist for us to respond appropriately to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Polokwane municipality is licensed to sell in town and in Sishiho.
Mm-hmm.
Mankweng is an Eskom power regulated area.
Mm-hmm.
So they buy directly from Eskom, which means the write-off that we did in Mankweng has nothing to do with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with the rates and taxes, which culminate from property rates, which comes from who owns the land. Portion of the land is owned by the Republic of South Africa. Council has taken a decision to take that money from public works. Some of it is traditional land and you can't charge assessment rates. The areas which have been donated have already been translated and they've only been translated or transferred to government. So which means the debt that incurred is not valid because the land was not yet government owned.
Okay.
The last one, which is the charge consistent across the municipality? As I explained, some areas buy directly from Eskom. We still subsidize. For example, electricity is bought peak and off peak. This is a peak time.
Yeah.
As you do it in your radio, current affairs is peak in the morning and evening.
Yeah.
So an advert that you sell at the peak time, you know you buy more. And the advert that you sell during the day, you pay less. The same principle applies when Eskom sells us electricity.
Okay.
So the Eskom sells per kilowatt to a municipality off peak at 1.07 rand. And remember what NERSA said sells at 1.02 rand.
Okay.
So which means we are already subsidizing with around 5 cents because we should be at 1.07 rand and we are at 1.02 rand. At the peak time, Eskom sells at 3.73 rand and we are selling at around 2.34 rand per kilowatt. So the electricity, they meet that it's more expensive this side and cheaper that side. What makes it relatively cheaper in the Eskom area is that you saw the 6.22 in the letter from NERSA. So
In the municipality, there are two charges which gets to come and make close to a 14% increase.
Mm.
Because you get an increase from Eskom, which is at around 8.76,
mm-hmm.
and then NERSA gives a 6.22, and you get 14, or close to 15% increase. Whilst at Eskom, they are only regulated because they are direct.
Mm-hmm.
They will only be charging the 8.76% increase to their Eskom. There's a person who came to my office and say, I stay in town.
Mm.
I buy electricity for 400 rand,
mm-hmm.
and Mamaka is Oga Matlala.
Mm.
Matlala is Eskom, but I get more token every time I buy.
Mm.
That is because here in town, he is charged at around 15%,
okay.
which is NERSA regulated, whilst at Ramatlala, Eskom is at 8.76%.
So, as a municipality, are you subsidizing purchases?
Yeah, we're subsidizing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. For example, in your bracket, when we are buying at 1 rand 7 cents, but we are selling at 1 rand 2 cents, what is that? So, which means for every kilowatt that I get from Eskom, there is a subsidy of 5 cents per kilowatt that I give as a municipality. Forget the indigents, any other resident in Sishiho and in town. The same at the peak, when Eskom is selling to me at 3 rand 73 cents, I sell to my client at 2 rand 33.
Which time are off-peak and high-peak?
You should be knowing it very well.
No, in terms of electricity.
5 o'clock in the morning. When you are waking up, going to school, running around 5 to around 9 are peak in the morning.
Okay.
Your off-peak is around that 10 to around 2, 3, 4 up to 9 is peak. We're at our peak.
So that's not necessarily on certain dates. It's just the times.
It's the times.
It doesn't matter. It's month end. It's the first day. It's the 15th.
Yes. It's how busy does the household get. And what makes the household busy? It's us occupying it.
Yeah.
What happened during the day? You come to work.
Mm.
The child goes to school. It's just a lull in a household. Energy should be cheaper at that time.
I wonder if anybody has ever imagined that this is the right time to buy electricity. This is Mpo says, hi, please ask the mayor about the development I see opposite Westernberg, extension 40. How can one access buyer land?
Development he sees.
Opposite Westernberg, extension 40. So that's Westernberg.
Oh, extension 40, the one of land affairs.
Mm.
Yeah, Councillor Hafiz should be of assistance there in terms of the processes. But that's a joint development which was meant for the remainder of people who moved from the Stenning,
okay,
the old or the new Petersburg, then, and Land Affairs restituted the land next to Westernberg.
Mm.
But we'll give details for Councillor Hafiz.
This says,
give assistance.
Why do we lose units when there's load shedding? E.g., at 1055 units where units are 278, but after load shedding units are 275. That's some 3 units. Okay.
Well, I'm not sure if I could be able to. I'm not responsible, or the municipality is not responsible, but I will notice it. I will also ask.
Mm.
We meet in our PCC Command Council with Eskom every week. I will note the question and ask it.
Okay.
I never even noticed. I use a meter myself.
Mm.
I was just load shed now between 5 and 7.
Yeah.
I didn't check my meter.
Okay.
Where was it when I was load shed?
I've touched on this. I'm just going to go back to it. Mostly people ask this question when we're talking about peak and off-peak, whether there is off-peak in terms of days, because there is, or just hours. Yeah. Some have an understanding that it is cheaper to buy electricity on the first day of the month. Is that the case?
No, same thing.
Mm.
Whether you buy at Spa, whether you buy at Pick and Pay, whether you buy at Woolworths, whether you buy at our client care center, the block tariff is the same.
Okay.
Whether you buy at a Spa in Durban, because you have been called, there's a crisis at home, there's no electricity, that number is allocated to you.
Mm.
It's a block tariff. Your first 50 are at 1 rand 2 cent. Your maximum is at 2 rand 33 cents.
Okay.
Per kilo.
Okay, this says, so the listener was asking about height. Is the level I wanted to do a third floor? So the area allows to apply the stand is in Ivy Park. Okay, so they wanted to do a third floor. Some understanding a building, they wanted to extend
the
building.
So they wanted to extend the house.
Yeah, the height of the building and go to third floor. So they've paid money for that and things like that. Are you able to go to that, or is something that you'll have to look up?
No. I do not understand why was she not allowed to submit a plan.
Mm.
Because you have to submit a plan.
Mm.
If it's a height that it needs consultation to happen, as neighbors you are consulted. Because sometimes, remember, some other heights could make you the infringe on the privacy of the neighbor. But that is a process that the municipality has got to follow. As to why it was not refunded into your rates and taxes, I may have to verify that.
Okay. And it's a very interesting conversation.
But you do reject extensions for various reasons. Some want to turn households into business, for example.
Mm.
And the person will start welding just behind his house and extend.
Okay.
Put a welding house, and you no longer have peace on a Sunday afternoon. You could object to that business, even when it has been applied for, it has to be closed.
Okay.
Then you could want to extend your RDP. Sometimes you apply, you will be granted that. But you may want to extend sometimes in houses, particularly which are small and closer to the wall, that when it infringes on the privacy of the neighbor, we will not be able to approve that.
Okay. Quite an interesting consideration that it infringes on the next person's
privacy. Yeah, well, it shouldn't. For example, if you want to build a block of flats in the middle of houses, that causes a lot of problems.
Because, for example,
it could be a four-story flat, and when you are looking down, you can see everything that happens in the house next door. It's not acceptable.
This is, I have a question for the mayor. I've been reporting to the municipality that my water meter is not visible and that they need to install a smart meter, but to no avail. My water consumption, according to the readings, has increased and I'm paying more. The question is, where do they get their readings? Because the water meter is not visible.
Okay. I think we have started a question of accelerating with regard to our water and electricity meter.
Mm.
It could be that it's not that they are refusing. It could be that the line is too long for the replacement of the meters, because that picture is a picture of a conventional meter. If you have seen the municipal meters now, they are slightly different. But the law allows us to estimate in instances like that for the usage. And the usage, how do you estimate it? You estimate it on the basis of the trend of what he has been consuming. So we could be able to come for a report, and it comes to our manager and at revenue, complain about the consumption, and they'll go and measure it properly and be able to set a trend so that they could be able to use that until the meter has been replaced.
So this one says, today I went to municipality to complain about water billing. Our meters don't show anything. And when you go to municipality, they're telling us to call, that should be Bachumana.
Yeah.
Or when you call those people, they're telling us that the battery are not available at the moment. And in the meantime, the bill is too high. Please ask the mayor, what must we do in this case?
It's still the same. The stock needs to be high on, we're trying to change every conventional meter from old conventional to a smart meter. Now you will not be able, you do not have the funds to stock everything for every household at the go and for every business meter at the go. So you take it in, you usually buy around 5,000 change and 5,000 audit change and whatever. But Chuma should be able to assist and not refuse, because they are, but we have a water unit.
Yeah,
we could take the number there and send our internal team to be able to assist on the issues. It's very interesting that I'm receiving very little questions about the power tariff. So it means it's understood.
Well, yes, it could be. It's a given kind of an issue. And it could be that. But then, as we conclude, maybe I should give you an opportunity. you came, wanted to engage, yes, but you probably also had your own message that at the end of the day you would have wanted to deliver. And I should give you that opportunity. What do you want to say to the residents?
No, I actually wanted to respond to more questions, and I'm glad that we took that. I don't even mind that some were not necessarily related.
Yeah.
Because our people don't get to have an opportunity to talk to the mayor every time. So I appreciate whatever form of a question.
Okay.
That is,
let's see this one very quickly. We'll just have to move slightly
faster.
It's fine. This says, two things. One, road marks in the city are faint to almost invisible, fast becoming hazardous. What's happening with road marks?
I can only make a commitment that we should be able to improve. We closed our roads unit. It only opened now after stage two. We've began to work on our potholes. We've began to work on our roads repair. I think we could put a bit of some energy. That's our internal work and our internal stuff. We should be able to improve on that one. I don't see the name, but I think I take that as a commitment for us to assist the municipality.
And this says, the municipality installed a prepaid meter in my property during March 2019. I'm still waiting for it to be activated. How long does the municipality take to activate a water meter?
Okay. What we do, we buy in lump sum so that we put more and we convert many at a go. So currently he has a smart meter, but it's still operating at a conventional level. So we do not work to come to one household convert. So what you do, you install at least around 100, 200 and then convert. 100, 200 or even more and then convert. So just be patient a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've installed, conversion will happen.
This is why are we charged basic electricity RES when we are buying prepaid electricity?
Okay. That's for the infrastructure. You see on this tariff from NESA, basic charge per month is 105. So each and every account that will be receiving electricity from you, you will charge this. Even if it's on conventional where they pay at the end of the month or when they are on a smart meter.
Okay.
So that is for infrastructure. That is for cable theft, which we struggle.
Mm.
That is for copper that gets to be stolen in the provision of power, for solar on our robots and all that that assist us to have the energy. And it gets to be a flat rate for 12 months. So it will end next year in June 2021. And NERSA will give us another basic charge. Maybe they will say 110 or they will say 98 rands, and you charge that for another 12 months.
All right. Thank you very much, Executive Mayor. We should sit again very soon. We'll have more questions from our listeners.
Yeah, I actually done a comparison for people to know that between Polokwane, Mogalakwena and Tzaneen, which are secondary teams, who charge more on electricity.
Well, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to do that.
No, that's a story for another day.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right, in that case.
But we still are cheap. You buy electricity cheaper than a person who stays in Mogalakwena or in Tzaneen town.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Those we're not able to get to, we've run out of time and dipped into Mr. Black's time because of course, of the seriousness of the matter. But we appreciate your engagements. We're back again tomorrow between 6 and 8. Good night.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.